So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf said, "Im yesh lo schos hoisa toilula, a meritorious act of the saita can delay her death from the water." The Gemara asks, "Zchus demai," and Rashi adds, "Zchus demai magina kolkach," which zchus has the power to protect to such an extent to delay misa? Zchus to Torah, ha'ena mitzuva va'isahi, as Rashi explains, "Vekiven de'ena mitzuva, ein schar galuk mitzuva va'isa." Her Torah learning would not have such power because a woman is not obligated to learn Torah. Zchus de mitzvah, mi magna kuli hai? It seems from the following brayse that mitzvahs offer a lesser degree of protection than does Torah, and apparently would not have the power to delay misa. The brayse cites the pasuk, ki ner mitzvah b'Torah or, tola akosav es a mitzvah b'ner, ves a Torah b'or. The pasuk compares a mitzvah to the light of a candle, and the Torah to daylight in two ways. Es a mitzvah b'ner, loy melucha maner, ein megina el lefi shah, af mitzvah ein megina el lefi shah. Just as the light of a candle is only short-term, as long as the oil lasts, so too a mitzvah protects a person only for a short while. Just as light is everlasting, so too the Torah protects the person forever. Dava achar, aver mechava mitzvah vein aver mechava Torah. A transgression can extinguish the reward of a mitzvah, but not that of Torah. If so, which chus has the power to delay her misa? The Gemara offers two solutions. Rav Yosef explains that there are two forms of protection, magna umatzla. Magna, it protects one from punishment. Umatzla, it saves one from sin. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, regarding magna, the schus of a mitzvah is equivalent to Torah, in that bein be'idna de asigba, u bein be'idna de loy asigba, magna. A person is protected from punishment le'olam, both during the time of the actual performance of the mitzvah, or Torah, and even afterwards. Therefore, all mitzvahs are magna for a saita and delay her misa. However, the Braise is referring only to matzla, the spiritual protection from the Yitzhahara's temptations, in which there is the following distinction between a mitzvah and Torah. Mitzvah, bein be'idna de'asikba, bein be'idna de'loyasikba, loy matzla. A mitzvah does not ever protect from sin, even l'sha. Whereas regarding Torah, be'idna de'asikba matzla, be'idna de'loyasikba, loy matzla. Torah does protect l'sha during learning, but does not protect le'olam afterwards. According to this explanation, Zchus de mitzvah can be toilala because all mitzvahs are magna, and Zchus de Torah cannot be toilala because she's a ena mitzvah v'isa. Ravina explains that Zchus de Torah can also be toilala because although a woman is not mitzvah v'isa, she's not commanded to learn Torah, nevertheless, ba'agr de makrin umasnin benayhu, the natron lehula gevrayu adu asim and be'medrasha, miloy palgon b'hadayu, a woman receives a portion in the reward for the Torah of her sons and husband because she assists them in bringing the sons to yeshiva and letting her husband travel to other cities to learn. Her portion in their Torah, which is mitzvah v'isa, does have the power to delay misa. According to this explanation, either one, schus to Torah or schus to mitzvah, can be toilala. Since the Gemara mentioned the topic of shearing in the schar of another's limud ha-Torah, the Gemara establishes an important and basic principle in the matter of this type of shutvus, which is referred to as Yisachar Zavon. As in the case of Shimon Achi Azariah, Rabbi Yechanan de Bein Nasiya, this arrangement was made in advance, where Azariah supported his brother Shimon, and the Bein Nasiya supported Rabbi Yechanan while he was learning. Therefore, since they are enabling him to learn, they are his partners in this learning, and deserve the reward of their portion. However, in the case of Hil v'Shabna Achi Hava, Hilal Asik B'Torah, Shabna Ovid Iska, L'Saif, Amalei, while Hillel studied Torah in great poverty, his businessman brother Shevna did not support him. Later he offered to give him half his money for half his Torah. Yatza Baskal v'amra, im yitin ish es kol hayin beisai, b'yahava b'yiz yivuzulai. This does not work. One cannot buy the other's Torah at any price after the fact. The previous Mishnah continues that since there is the possibility of im yesh lo schus ha'is toilala, therefore, Mekan Omer ben Azai chayiv odim lelamed es bitoy Torah. Shem tishte tei desha schus toilala. Ben Azai says that a person is obligated to teach his daughter Torah so that she would be aware of this halacha in the event that she has to drink mayim hama'orim and is temporarily speared, she would not question the Torah. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and holds kolam lelamed bitoy Torah loim de tiflis. A father may not teach his daughter Torah, for one who does is considered as if he taught her immoral practices. As the Gemara cites the source in the pasuk, Ani chachma shachanti arma, Kivin shenichnasa chachma ba'adam, nichnasa imay armumis. A person who gains Torah wisdom develops a sense for dishonesty. Rabbi Shua agrees with Rabbi Yezer that a father may not teach his daughter Torah because reitzi isha b'kav b'tiflus mites kav in the precious. A woman's nature is to prefer tiflus, more marital relations, and even minimal support, rather than to have precious, less marital relations with lots of support. And learning Torah will encourage her to precious, which is against her nature. Mishnah continues, Hu ha-ya-aymer chasid shaita v'rasha arm v'isha prusha u'makas prushin ha-re'elu mavali oylem. Rabbi Shua was used to saying that the following people are destructive to society. A chasid shaita, a fool who acts with piety, as the Gemara explains, k'goyin t'kotav v'itza benara v'amar lav oyrech arulis takuliba v'atzula. A chasid shaita is one who notices a woman drowning in the river and says, I cannot save her because I'm not permitted to look at her. And a Rasha Arm is a person who performs unsuspecting acts with wicked intentions. As the Gemara cites several examples, Rabbi Yechanan says, Zeh ha-matim dvar v'ladayin koidim sh'yavid baldin chaveri. A Rasha Arm is one who presents his case to a judge before his adversary arrives, so that the judge will be naturally inclined to believe his side of the story. Rabbi Vavo says, Zeh ha-noisin dinur la'ani lahashm loy masayim zuz. A Rasha Arm is one who gives tzedakah of one dinner to a poor person, and thereby increases his total assets to 200 zuz, and the ani is then disqualified to receive ma'aser ani. Rav Asi Amir B'Yechanan says, Zeh ha-meisi eitza limkar b'nachas mu'atin. In the case of a deceased whose assets are insufficient to provide for both the needs of the daughters and the inheritance of the sons, the Chacham initiated a takana, that the sons relinquish their portion to the daughters. However, b'di'evit, if the sons sold the assets, the sale is valid, and the daughters do not receive any support. And the Rasha Arm is one who advises the Yisayman to sell the assets and thereby causes a loss to the daughters. Abaya says, Zaha meisi eitza limkar b'nachasim k'rab ben Shimon ben Gamliel. In a case where Reuben tells Shimon, Nichsay lach v'achrayach l'plaini, I'm giving you my property, and after you die it should go to Levi. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds, Ein l'sheni el l'mash t'shai rishon. If Shimon sells the property while it's in his possession, the sale is valid, and Levi can only collect whatever is left by Shimon. And the Rasha Arm is one who advises Shimon to sell the properties and thereby causes a loss to Levi. Rav Sheshe says, Zeh machriya acherim bar chesef. A Rasha Arm is one who calls others to follow in his seeming good ways, when in fact, he is saying this to conceal his wicked acts. Rav Zreika Omer Rav Huna says, Zeh mekel atzmai umach malacherim. A Rasha Arm is a dayan who is lenient for himself, but stringent for others. Ula says, A Rasha Arm is one who learned only Chumash and Mishnais, but did not learn Gemara, and the people who seem learning follow him and accord him the honor due to Talmud Chacham, when in fact, he does not deserve this honor. This discussion continues in the next daf.